Message number 322. Virgin Mary calls for a day of prayer and fasting to prepare for the warning. Monday, January 30, 2012 at 01:00 p.m. This message was received by Maria Divine Mercy after two separate apparitions of the Virgin Mary, one which took place at midnight January 29 and the second at 13:00 hours on Monday, January 30, 2012, during which the Virgin Mother appeared very sorrowful throughout. My child, while my son comes now to cover the whole world with his rays of mercy, it is with a heavy heart that I must tell you that many people will die during the warning. Pray, pray, pray for their souls. You, my child, must ask all of the followers of these divine messages to allocate tomorrow, Tuesday, 31 January 2012, as a special day of prayer. On this day you must recite the Most Holy Rosary and the Divine Mercy Prayer. Where possible, everyone must try and fast during this day. In this way more souls, especially those in mortal sin at the time of death, can be saved by the mercy of my beloved Son Jesus Christ. I cry tears of sorrow for those poor people who have no idea how much pain and anguish their sins cause my son. The joy of the gift that my son now brings the world is tinged with sadness for those who cannot be saved by their own choice. The lies which will spring and spread all over the world by dark souls after the warning takes place must be stopped through your prayers. Pray that no one will deny my son's divine mercy during or after the warning. For every soul lost to such lies is a soul that will be seized by the evil one. Spread conversion everywhere, children. Accept that I am the co-redemptrix and mediatrix, working closely with my beloved Son Jesus Christ to save all souls from eternal ruination. My love for you children is very strong. I plead for mercy for each soul every second of the day by begging my Father for clemency. But children, you must help by joining with me in prayer and sacrifice to help all of God's children enter the gates of the new paradise. Your Heavenly Mother, Mother of Salvation,